This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, here it is. Trash Talking Tuesday. Welcome. And thanks to Florence Recycling, of course. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It is 6:08. One of your local top stories, Orlando area, actually. Susan Lawrence, the one who shot her neighbor through the door.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they sentenced her to 25 years. And we'll get into that a little bit further. The Bidens apparently plan to attend the inauguration. Very nice.
You mean Smiling Joe?
Oh, yeah.
Smiling Joe.
Oh, look, he's, there's a story where he said to a group, you know, he was at some function and he said, I was fired. That's what he said. He used the term, I was fired.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wow,
yeah.
I missed that one.
I'll dig that up.
That's
here.
That's bold.
I could do it
It's true.
I could do it right
now. I mean,
now.
It really is true. He was fired. He was kicked to the curb. He knows it. We know it. The party knows it. And I'm sure he's still not happy about it.
Biden says he was fired while he's snacking from Friendsgiving military buffet. And Girls Just Want to Have Fun is blasting in the background, apparently.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep. And
I saw the video. I guess I didn't hear have the audio up, so I missed that whole statement.
Yep. He apparently, this was a Coast Guard facility on Staten Island, and then he grabbed the microphone kind of impromptu, apparently, and said something and said, I've been fired. And he did have a mischievous look on his face, apparently.
Wow.
And hello, said the commander in chief. I've just been told I've been fired.
Wow.
It's kind of funny.
It is kind of funny.
This is, he proceeded to speak as if he might seek elected office again.
Hey.
They set a time for how long we're going to be somewhere, and then what they do is they close all the roads, the Secret Service does.
Right.
And if you want to lose all support for your Coast Guard and no one will ever vote for me again, I better get the heck out of here. So
they're doing a stand-up routine there.
Well, yeah, kind
of. Well, he was standing at the time.
Yes, he was.
Okay.
Yes.
Hey, quick traffic note here. This is Ocala, Southwest 7th Avenue. Southwest 42nd Street, got a vehicle crash. Looks like 42nd Street has some blockage there, so avoid that.
Yes, and while we're on that subject of traffic, it's travel, it is headaches, it is stress. Take a deep breath. You got to chill. It's just going to be busy. This is the season. You know it. And so kind of prepare for it mentally.
Oh, yeah.
Leave early for airports. You know, whatever you normally figure your trip's going to take, you know, add 15 to 20% to the timetable. And because you don't want to, you can't go by the old numbers.
It's not normal. And this is the busiest season. You're looking at some rain issues and some snow issues out west. That's going to be messing up flights. So connecting flights may not be what they're supposed to be.
Everything is connected.
Yes, it is.
As they say.
It is.
All right. So let me give you a chance to win something. That'll make you feel better. That'll start your morning off right. Yep. We've got your tickets to Rock the Country, a festival for We the People, coming to Florida Horse Park in Ocala, May the 9th and the 10th. Kid Rock, Hank Jr., Tracy Lawrence, Gavin Adcock, Joe D. Messina, and more. It's 2 days, two-day event. Tickets are $139 each. Tickets are on sale now at rockthecountry.com. But if you text the word Florida to 20357, you'll be in the running for a pair of free tickets. All right? And that is going to be a good time. So text Florida, F-L-O-R-I-D-A.
We hope people can get that one right.
We hope. Text it to 20357 now. Data and message rates may apply. Please don't text and drive. Good luck. Another top story, Special Counsel Jack Smith winding down both federal criminal cases that he brought against President-elect Donald Trump before they go to trial. On Monday, filed a motion to dismiss the election interference case against Trump in the U.S. District Court, marking a major victory for the president-elect. Listen to this. After careful consideration, the department has determined that the OLC's prior opinions concerning the Constitution's prohibition on federal indictment and prosecution of a sitting president apply to this situation, and as a result, this prosecution must be dismissed before the defendant is inaugurated. Moreover, Smith then filed a motion, the United States Court of Appeals for the 11th Circuit, to dismiss an appeal in that documents case, which will leave in place a district court order dismissing the indictment without prejudice as to him, and kind of the same things they set out. So taken together, the move marks the end of the federal prosecutions against the president-elect, leaving two remaining cases at the state level in Georgia and New York. Quote, now even Jack Smith admits the left's warfare against President Trump has failed, said David Bossie, president of Citizens United. When President Trump returns to the White House on January 20th, the rule of law will return with him. All right. So, yeah, that's one of the big stories. Two of those court cases gone. Still got the one in Georgia, the one in New York. That's the one. The one in New York's the one, Alvin Bragg and the sentencing and Judge Marchand. And they go, we'll put it on hold.
Yeah.
So then they can attack the president when he's out of office. This is just, it's painfully obvious to anybody who has a modicum of common sense what's transpired here, what is going on.
That's up there with the whole Hitler thing. He's Hitler one day, but the next day you're welcoming to the White House. Hey, we're hoping for a smooth transition from Biden to Hitler. It's like, so it was all a game. All a game.
How long you want to live?
Depends how healthy I am. I don't want to cut it short anytime soon or anything, you know, but...
No.
Yeah.
Billionaires creating life-extending pills for the rich.
Mm.
But CEO warns they'll lead to a planet of posh zombies.
So you're rich, but you'll be a zombie.
I don't know. But listen, you've got AI. You've got constant, moving forward in science, technology, regenerative medicine is kind of big now anyway. Right. But they're going to get deeper into like the cells, like the mitochondria. That's kind of that's your battery pack for yourself. Mm. And what, if they can do something to change or alter that.
Sounds like a movie.
Anti-aging stuff. Yeah.
Doesn't it?
Yeah. And they're worried that, the wealthy people would be the only ones that would have access to it.
Makes sense.
So
who's going to work for them, though? They're... Mm.
I don't know. Yes, whoever's left alive that's not wealthy, right?
But they won't be living as long. There's a problem here. You have to keep their staff alive.
Yeah, well, for most of us, it's like when the 401k drizzles down to nothing, it's time to check out. But at the good Lord's... on his time, not on ours.
Mm-hmm.
6:16. Happy Trash Talking Tuesday. Thanks to Florence Recycling. So much more on the way on 97.3 The Sky. Happy. Trash Talking Tuesday, that is. Thanks to Florence Recycling. It is 6:20. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always Yes, one of your top stories, Jack Smith, closes up two cases against Trump. So technically there's two left, the one in Georgia and the one in New York. New York was ready for the sentencing thing. They, I guess, are in a holding pattern. They want to maybe hold it until after Trump gets out of office.
Yeah, let's put this over here for 4 years and then we'll chase him down again.
It's just, you know, it's using the judicial system against the presidential candidate, now president-elect, anything that they can do. All right. Well, good morning and welcome. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And Thanksgiving. It is, isn't it interesting? And I'm not pointing any fingers, or I am pointing fingers at everybody, including myself. But, you know, the stress around holidays. It's ridiculous. And do we, part of this we do to ourselves, I guess. We see, we have a certain pressure to, you know, to be different places. And now you have more, what would you call them, combined families. Yep. And so it gets more and more complicated. Keep getting divorced. That way, you know, the kids get to eat like 16 Thanksgiving meals.
Absolutely.
But no, I just... And it's not supposed to be that way, you know? And how can we stay focused on trying to keep it simple and straightforward, to be so thankful for the blessings we have? And I guess, you know, if you have to travel any amount, you know, be thankful. The number one thing would be your health. Right. Because without your health, you're miserable. I don't care how much money you have in the bank. Mm-hmm. If you're physically or mentally having, major issues, it is certainly not fun. So my advice is to me and to everyone else, breathe.
Yeah.
Try to relax. It's, you're not going to make everyone happy. So
don't
worry about it. And the only ones that will complain are the ones that you should probably care the least about, frankly.
Yeah, just don't invite them next.
Yeah. Well, again, you don't always have choices. You have other people, a spouse, significant other, family members. You have to try to placate and make everybody happy. And it's a balancing act, and it's tough.
The food prep, that's a lot of work. You're getting the house all perfectly spotless, and I'm guilty of this, for people to walk in, and then it's a disaster when they leave. But it's got to look good when they walk in. When they leave, there's crumbs, there's stuff, there's, you know, whatever.
And now when you know, it was never a second thought, you know, providing a meal for family members. But now, I mean, when you go to the grocery store and you're getting ready for the big meal.
Yeah.
That adds up. In fact, what they say under the Biden administration, 24% more than it has been. And
hurts.
Yep. Especially when you tack on all the other things that are impacted by inflation. You know, look, at the end of a normal month, another $50, $100, whatever, you know, suck it up, cupcake. But not when every month has been a stretch. Mm-hmm. You know,
right.
At least we're getting, I guess, some level of relief, you'd say, at the pump.
That
it fluctuates, but it's better than it had been for a while there. I guess, count your blessings kind of a thing. This is part of it. But we also have to address serious issues, or bad things are still going to happen. I mean, can you imagine you're complaining about Thanksgiving and dealing with some of your oddball family and friends?
Always one or two.
But, what if a family member is not going to be at the Thanksgiving table at all this year?
Right.
That's an adjustment.
That's true. We've got several friends. This will be the firsts that are kicking in, you know, the first Thanksgiving, first Christmas, first New Year's, and those are always very difficult.
And just, you know, share as much love and kindness to, you know, those that are left behind when you know there's a hole in their heart. Think about this. A Detroit area pastor died 72 years old, but in good shape. Like to go on a little morning run, a little jog every day.
Yeah.
Okay. Pastor Stephen Singleton, he would wear a reflective vest, so he was doing his part. And he crossed the street on a crosswalk and was hit by an illegal alien who ran a red light.
So tired of these stories. I know, again, the my administration comes back, well, you know, more Americans are killing Americans. That's not the point. these are a bunch of people who have lost their lives who shouldn't have because someone else wasn't supposed to be here.
That's right. And in fact, when the family member said this man was not legally in the country and possessed no license, Singleton was struck so hard that he was thrown on the windshield, breaking it. The car was damaged, had to be towed. He spoke his last words he would ever speak. He asked for his mother. Almost all his bones were broken. Oh. He had organ and brain damage, required extensive surgeries. The doctor placed him on life support. So what was it? 5 days after he was run over, he was declared brain dead and taken off of support. This happened up in Rochester Hills, a suburb outside Detroit. And it was they confirmed in a press release that a 28-year-old Colombian national driving a 2013 Ford Focus allegedly hit the 72-year-old man while the victim was crossing Rochester Road. Authorities also confirmed that Singleton was wearing a reflective vest and crossing the street at a designated crosswalk when he died. Custom and Border Protection confirmed that the driver entered the U.S. illegally and was released at some point pending a future hearing. Yeah. Now, I reported that he didn't have a driver's license. That was a family member who stated that. Apparently, one source is saying the driver did have a valid foreign driver's license, which is a valid form of ID in Michigan.
Okay.
Go figure, right?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it's a terrible, tragic event. And those events happen all the time.
Oh, yeah.
But these are events. When you're killed by illegal immigrants, these are events that absolutely could have been avoided and should have been avoided. And we've got these stories that we could do several of them every single day. You know, whether it's rape, murder, manslaughter, stuff like that. Every day, several stories ongoing, and has been that way for, you know, 3.5 years at least. So, frustrating. Yes.
Very.
Hey, the folks at Alachua County Public Schools collecting food to get some folks through the Thanksgiving weekend, etc. And you can drop the food off at Lincoln Middle School or Westwood Middle School between 10 and 2 or on East University at the district office 8 to 4. And you can do that until December 14th for food and monetary contributions. You can do that until December 17th. Thanks in advance for any help that you may be able to provide. We're talking tariffs, Canada, Mexico. It's coming up next on the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy. We're live and local. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky. It's getting close. Happy, happy, my friends. It is 6:39 right now on the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy. Yep. Here we are, Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling. Don't forget the Bob Rose Show podcast, available wherever you normally get your podcasts. Click on subscribe, and there you go. Hey, got tickets for Rock the Country, a festival for we the people, coming to Florida Horse Park. I don't know why I can't say that. Florida Horse Park. everybody has their own like things that hang them up.
I can't do regularly.
Regularly.
The R and the L.
Yeah.
They hang up on
it. But he has their little weird blocks.
You kept wanting to call it Horseman's.
Yes.
Because it got in your head once?
Yes.
Instead of just horse?
Yeah.
Well, they're not alone. They've got horsemen, probably. So, you know. But
That's not fair to horse women.
Oh.
Or the other 72. Anyway.
Horse persons.
Got your country. Rock the Country.
Oh, yeah.
Kid Rock. Hank Jr., Tracy Lawrence, Gavin Adcock, Jody Messina. It's going to be big. All you need to do to get in on winning tickets is text Florida to 20357. All right. I forgot Nickelback, of course. Going to be one of the big part of the show there as well. Text Florida to 20357. Now data and message rates may apply. Please don't text and drive. Charlie Hull, who I can honestly say I'm familiar with her, but apparently she is a rising LPGA golf star. She's the world's 12th ranked female golfer. And guess what she did? See, she's from Britain.
Yeah.
She confessed she'd rather have President-elect Donald Trump.
Ooh.
Wish he was running her country.
Wow.
Yep, she was seen busting out the Trump dance during the final round of the Annika as she battled the world's top female golfer. I love Trump. I think he's brilliant. I like how he just says things. He doesn't care what people think, and he's straight to the point.
I like that.
Which is a bit opposed to one of our local publications.
Yeah.
It's called the Gainesville Iguana.
Right.
Are you familiar?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Progressive News Events Directory. I'm not going to go deeply into it. I'll just say some of the headlines. Moderate milquetoast Democrat Party loses another big one. So to a group of people, the problem with the Democrats is they're not radical enough. They're not radical enough. And then they blame the media for making the whole woke thing. They mischaracterized it and oversimplified it, allegedly. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you would agree with the whole all the woke stuff.
Gotcha.
No, you wouldn't.
I don't think so.
That's what they're
that's
trying
their
to
view, yeah.
say. Yeah. Okay. it goes on from there, and it is just it's interesting to read because, wow, you get I guess you'd say a different perspective, but I mean radically different.
Good word, radically.
Radically different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but it's
they like progressive. We'll go with radical.
Well, isn't it interesting though? They think if they were more woke, more left of center,
like
more progressive,
yeah.
that they would win more votes. I mean, you could say what you will about the election, but clearly people are moving away from that. We've seen it. We've heard it. We've gotten a taste of that. It doesn't make sense. Please stop trying to push that on us.
Well, how many people have said the Democrat Party left them? They kept going too far left. They've left a lot of people behind in the middle.
Yep.
So
Willie Robertson, star Duck Dynasty.
I like him.
He pointed out supporting President-elect Donald Trump has become kind of cool.
Nice.
Kind of cool. Interview with Tucker Carlson. He revealed that he thought Trump was going to win the presidential election over Kamala Harris, noting that he called the election at 8:33 Central Time, added that the energy surrounding Trump felt like it did in 2016, and noted that people weren't ostracized as much for supporting Trump. Huh. So he said when he saw Virginia go and North Carolina, he's like, oh, yeah, it's going to be Trump. President-elect Donald Trump has kicked off his diplomacy by promising a 25% tariff until Mexico and Canada shut down their inflows of migrants and deadly drugs. So you see, this is how you utilize a tariff. Yes, you use it as a carrot stick approach. If you don't do what we asked, like stopping illegals from coming across our border, if you're not willing to do that, then it's going to cost you. It's going to cost you. And this was very effective, utilizing this against Mexico the last time Donald Trump was in office.
So if you don't take the carrot, then there's the stick.
Exactly.
I like it.
Both Mexico and Canada have the absolute right and power to easily solve this long simmering problem, he wrote on True Social.
Yeah.
We hereby demand that they use the power, and until such time they do, it's time for them to pay a very big price. So already working on securing our borders, which is what he promised to do.
Yep.
Yep. All right. Some people don't like Tulsi Gabbard, apparently. Huh. We've got that coming up and a whole lot more. It is 6:45 on a Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling. And you're listening to 97.3, The Sky. Does the Biden administration hold sway over Israel, or is it just timing and this ceasefire was going to occur? Anyway, good morning and welcome. It is 6:49. It's the Bob Rose Show along with Greg Cassidy. We appreciate your support. Yep. Did I mention it's a Trash Talking Tuesday? Thanks to Florence Recycling. If I didn't, well, there you go. So what's going on here? The Biden-Harris administration is said to be threatening Israel into accepting a 60-day ceasefire in Lebanon, lest it allow the United Nations Security Council to impose a ceasefire instead with sanctions if Israel refuses to comply. The claim has emerged as the Israeli government is reportedly preparing to accept a deal brokered by the U.S. that is not guaranteed to restore security to the northern communities of Israel, the fundamental reason Israel is actually fighting. So was it that pressure, or was it going to happen anyway? This is an evolving story where literally they could be meeting right now. Remember, they're like, what, 6 hours or 7 hours ahead of us. With Hezbollah-Israel ceasefire on the horizon, an 18-year-old United Nations resolution has resurfaced. They could use this for a blueprint moving forward. It's Resolution 1701. That was adopted to end a 34-day war between Israel and Lebanon back in 2006. And it's helped to keep somewhat of a relative calm in the area for nearly two decades. So that lasted until October 7th attack on Israel, when Hezbollah attacked in solidarity, beginning more than a year in conflict. So the resolution stipulates, at least that one from years ago, that Israel must withdraw all of its forces from southern Lebanon, and that the only armed groups present is south of the river should be the Lebanese military and UN peacekeeping forces. So we'll see. It looks like progress is being made. Hopefully it won't be at the expense the expense of the safety of the citizens of Israel. And, that's the tough part. Get the bad guys to play by the rules. They don't. Yeah. That's kind of one of the reasons why they're the bad guys.
That explains that a lot. That's a very logical thinking there.
And on the other front, if you will, most Americans oppose giving U.S. military aid to Ukraine, according to a poll conducted days after President Joe Biden reportedly authorized Ukraine's use of those the tactical missile systems that were fired into Russia. The CBS News YouGov poll finds that 51% of Americans do not support providing military and weapons to Ukraine, while 49% do. I kind of position it this way. I would never publicly say we're cutting off funds or weaponry. You don't do that. You'd be showing your hand. You want a scenario where you have some sort of leverage so that Trump can reach out to Putin and say, look, what do you need? What do you want to end this thing? And find out what the list is. Is it moving the missiles that are from NATO a little bit further away from the Russian border? That might not be unreasonable. That might be doable. What else do they want? And try to work this thing out. You don't want to say we're not giving any more weapons or money to Ukraine, because Putin will go, well, good. We won't be long. Yeah. We'll be mowing them down.
Right.
So you have to appear like you're going to be supportive, and you actually should be supportive. But you've got to get Putin to the table, and you've got to try to iron this thing out and end it. And explain to him, go, I mean, really? Ukraine? You're having this kind of trouble beating them? There's been so much loss of life. Come on. We can do this in a smarter way.
Find a way to get out. Nobody loses their pride, that kind of thing.
Lose face. Yep. The guy that wrote the book on the art of the deal might be a great guy to help us.
That's a thought.
That would be Donald Trump. But, the American folks, it's not that they don't support Ukraine necessarily. It's just how much money, how many weapons, to what end? I mean, literally, if we just keep pumping money and weapons in there and Putin doesn't give up on the idea of taking over the part of Ukraine, how long would it go on?
Yeah.
It'd be another Vietnam or whatever.
I was thinking that same thing. Yep. It's like, how long can you drag it out?
Oh, what's old Adam Shifty Schiff up to? Can you believe it? He's
Is he still
around? He got a promotion. He's going to be a senator. They're supposed to be, you know, a little more wisdom, a little more polish, a little more, choosing their words in a more careful way. That's what it's supposed to be. The Senate was designed to be, you know, the elders, if you will.
Is he still holding off on giving us the evidence of he's got on Trump being a Russian asset?
Well, we certainly haven't seen it yet.
No, we haven't. No,
no,
just asking.
Yeah, remember, he had evidence, concrete evidence.
Uh-huh.
He's such a lying sack.
Oh, he's one of the worst.
He was on MSNBC, and he was bashing Tulsi Gabbard. Yep. He said Trump's pick to lead the intelligence community, quote, combines inexperience with bad judgment.
Oh, my goodness.
Other than that?
Talk about bad judgment.
Yeah.
Really?
When asked about Gabbard, Schiff said, I think she combines inexperience with bad judgment, which is not particularly the kind of combination you're looking for in the head of the intelligence agencies. Really? Mm. You want some really rock-solid people like, what, Clapper or Brennan?
Wow.
Literally, they quit. Ringling Brothers laughed and said they're not even good at being clowns.
Mm-hmm.
Looking at inexperience, she's not even served on the intelligence committee in the House. She had no experience in the military with intelligence mattering. She's a lieutenant colonel.
Yeah.
She has clearance. She understands gathering intelligence. Come on.
What's he know about
intelligence?
Don't act
like, yeah. Who else was on the intelligence committee as a House member?
Oh, Fang Fang's boyfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
Wow.
And being inexperienced in the world of politics, we have found out, isn't necessarily a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah, when you look at her judgment defending Russia's invasion of Ukraine, I don't think she defended that. She, like many people, asked questions what our level of involvement should be. Yeah, but they're going to keep going after her.
Of course.
Well, again, they're butt sore because, you know.
She's on our team now. So.
She left those bozos.
Yeah.
She said, these people are far left Marxist weirdos. I don't fit in here.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have Adam Shifty Schiff.
Oh,
what a slime ball, isn't he?
He's one of the worst.
He
is.
Yeah. All right. In fact, the Trump administration is filled with strong, intelligent women. Details on that coming up on 97.3 The Sky.